Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Just don't give up, even if right now it doesn't make sense. One day, I'm very, very sure, when you start to see the connections and things fall into place, you will maybe also realize that it couldn't have been different. Even if it's difficult, but giving up was just simply not the question, was simply never an option. The winners continue where the losers stop. It's about constantly developing yourself, not standing still. Making a mistake is not a problem. Making the same mistake without learning from the first one, that's a problem.
Nobody's coming to save you. And that's your greatest power. When you know nobody's coming to save you, imagine this, you go out in the ocean, right? And you fall in the water. You have two choices. You can either sit there and wait for somebody to come and get you, and you don't know when that's going to be, or you can say, you know what, I'm gonna start swimming. I'm gonna start swimming. I don't even know which direction land is, but I'm gonna start swimming. Why? Because I've been blessed with the capabilities and the tools to be persistent, to just keep moving, to move in the energy of courage. I have access to all of these things. And I'm telling you in your life right now, if you can move from a space of, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it a way. Come hell or high water, I am going to figure out a way to get to this point, to become this person, to heal these wounds. You will then have people come into your life or situations that will assist you because you're doing the work. You do the work, life will do the other half. But if you sit here and wait for life to do it, it's never going to happen.
Lazy people wait for the right moment. Focused people use the moment they have. Lazy people want fast results. Focused people want progress. Lazy people talk about what they'll do someday. Focused people repeat what they're doing today. Comfort makes you comfortable. Consistency makes you unstoppable.
Hitting rock bottom. When you get to a point where you really can look at yourself objectively and think, like, shit, what have I been doing? Like, that's a state. That's a mental state where you are very prone and you have a very high potential to be able to say, okay, I can't do this anymore. I got to change something. I feel like most of the best doers that I ever see are people who have a firm, objective grasp on reality. It's somebody who can really look at themselves and think, okay, what do I need to change?
You want to change? You've got to live into a better vision. I want to become a person who, what? I want to become a person who, what? I think that's where change begins. The question, though, if we all hung out is, do you know what yours is yet? Your impulses are driving you versus intention. I don't want you to be driven by impulse. A lot of people are slaves to impulse their entire life. They're just in reaction, reaction, reaction. And they never had that clear intention to grow, to become something that they chose. So they ended up something as an accident.
Would not have been given the dream if the ability wasn't already inside of you. The question becomes, are you courageous to say, I'm going to do it and I'm going to do it publicly? And if it doesn't work out the way I want it, I'm going to be okay. Because everything that led me to this point has prepared me for the thing I want. I am stronger, I am wiser, I am better. And if I choose not to quit, I can't lose.
All of these fears, all of these old stories you tell yourself, all the excuses that you're making are all going back to a lack of real hunger, real desire,
real desperation, because real desperation is beautiful. The power of being desperate is something that most people avoid. They think desperation is a weakness. And I'm here to tell you, desperation is one of the most powerful emotions you could possibly possess, because when you're desperate, you find reserves and reservoirs of ideas, talents, and a strength that you don't know you have when you find yourself in a desperate situation. So the number one thing we need more than anything to win is hunger, which comes from a state of desperation. Yet we're constantly trying to comfort ourselves in the real world to avoid the state of being desperate.
Life is hard. Everything worth doing is hard. There is no easy path. And so many of you spend so much time, so much energy, and get yourself so frustrated searching for the easy way to get what you want, when in reality, if you just accept it, everything worthwhile is hard, and just stop beating your head against the wall looking for the easier, quicker, faster, freer way. It makes the path that much easier because now you know the game that you're playing.
You are today who you decided to be. Every negative thing about you is because you have limited yourself. You were set apart for greatness. You were set apart to be limitless. You were set apart to change this world.
Listen, pain is temporary. Losses is temporary. Setbacks are temporary. But giving up is forever. So never be good with good enough when you know inside you live someone better. You didn't come this far just to settle. You didn't come this far just to accept whatever. You came this far to take it to your next level. You came this far to become something greater. With each heartbeat, you have one less heartbeat to love. You have one less heartbeat for somebody to love you. You have one less heartbeat to succeed. You have one less heartbeat to share your success with somebody else. You have one less heartbeat to care about somebody. You have one less heartbeat for somebody to care about you. Be careful who you share those heartbeats with.
You cannot stay in environments where people don't know the true value of you. If you stay in environments where people don't recognize the value of you, you will shrink your gift to the size of what they can stand.
A lot of us are facing some of the hardest things that we've ever gone through in our life. And I want to remind you, as you walk through these times, that there is a gift in this for you. What feels like is completely tearing you down is actually building you up. I know it's hard. I know it's dark. I know it's sad. I know that you're so ready to move on to this next chapter. But you got to keep moving forward. Because in retrospect, down the road, you're going to look back and realize that this season made you. It didn't break you. And at the same time, there will be a realization of the gift that was given to you.
Everything you want will be found on your way to the top, not once you get there. The character, the discipline, the consistency, the self-respect, none of those things come with achieving the goal. They all come from the journey. Goals give you direction, but your commitment to the process will give you happiness and fulfillment. So commit to the vision, and wherever it takes you, just make sure you enjoy the ride.
Why not you? Why not you? With good self-esteem, why not you starting to change and setting goals?
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Keep moving. You know, use it. Use it as fuel. Say never again. You know, I get what I did wrong, but don't think that you're that person that made those mistakes. You're the person who's learned.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way.
Imagine where you would be in a year if you actually focused on the things that make you better. if you actually start doing things and you actually take action. Imagine how far you would be, bro. If you really locked in, if you really stay focused, your mindset is not on the things that you want in life.
The fastest way to losing yourself is to try and make everyone else happy. The best thing you can do is be a true north. Be you. Shine your light. Know what your core values are. Know what your belief system is. Know what your morals and your character should be. And live by that.
The road to paradise starts in hell. You have to take that bus ride, that walk, that crawl, that flight, whatever it may be, back to hell consistently. Because here's the thing. If hell comes visits you, and it visits a lot of people, it's not going to leave. And your hell is what you're willing not to acknowledge. You're not willing to acknowledge who you are, what your darkness is, what fuels you.
If you're not engaged in your life, it's because you haven't picked a dragon of a sufficient merit. Is that if you haven't found meaning in your life, it's because you haven't taken on a big enough burden. That's a strange thing. It's a strange thing that that's true, but I think it is. It's the closest to truth that we have.
The purpose of life is not just to get your goals. Your goals or your getting what you want doesn't make you happy. What makes you happy is who you become in pursuit of those goals. So the growth, the progress, even if you don't achieve it yet, but you start losing weight, or you start building muscle, or you start making your relationship better, or you start to build a business, the building, the progress is what makes you feel alive, because we're all made to either grow or die. If your relationship's not growing, it's dying. If your business is not growing, it's dying. There's no in-between shit. That doesn't work.
And yet, death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become.
It's not like you're guaranteed to kill it. Nobody is ever guaranteed to kill them. But if you don't try, then you definitely won't. If you get after it, you got a chance. You got to fight the chance for sure. But if you never do, then what's the point of even thinking to expect any sort of results?
It all starts with who you are, because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make, and the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done.
How long can you stay in that pool? How far can you run? How much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit? How far can you keep going? There's a purity in that. It dissolves social order, all that shit. What people think about you goes out the window. Who are you right now? Who are you right now?
But I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going.
And if you do that and you don't allow the shame and the regret and the heaviness of what you just went through, if you don't allow that to stop you and you just keep going, all that crap that you're covered in, it starts to fall off of, right? It starts to fall away, and eventually, you're good again. You cannot allow that to stop you. And that is what stops most people. It's regret. It's shame. It's the pile of crap they had to walk through 10 years ago that they created, and because of that, they never do anything with the rest of their freaking life, man.
The only way to mitigate not being successful is to not quit. If you don't quit, you might make it.
But there's a hell of a lot more to you than you think. Like, way more. Enough to cope with the trouble of the world inside you. There's enough to cope with the trouble of the world If you had enough courage, you could let that out. Enough courage and faith, you could let that out, and everything would be better because of it. Really, really.
Ancient Greeks would say that the gods always envied the mortals because their life was so ephemeral. They had so much chance that could happen to them, right? Where the gods always knew that they weren't going to die and it was completely guaranteed. And so here's my point. Let's consider the alternative, which is that you are on the path and you are guaranteed to know that you're going to get the outcome. All of the mystery is gone. There is no excitement. And so what we do is we basically have this wish that if it actually came true, we would hate it even more than our current circumstance. If you knew that you were going to succeed, it wouldn't be worth doing to begin with. The fact that you are uncertain when you start is what makes it worthwhile. And the fallacy of being in the pursuit is the worry or the concern that it won't amount to anything, because who you are becoming is the thing that you are amounting to in real time every day.
What do you think separates a great story from just a good story?
Easy. In a good story, bad things happen to good people. In a great story, bad things happen to heroes. Because there's always conflict and there's always suffering. And that can be just like, oh, that was awful. But the great stories, the ones we keep telling, are the ones where the person who would be a victim becomes a creator. He says, I'm not going to stay in fear. I'm going to make something from this. And they stand up and they go out on an adventure. And what looks like it could have been a tragedy becomes an adventure.
I see you. I see all of the hard work that you put in, all of the struggle that you endure, all of the things that go on behind the scenes that no one else sees and you don't get any appreciation for. I see you and I'm proud of you. And not only am I proud of you, but you inspire me.
Are you right where you're supposed to be? I don't know. I could sit here and tell you that's the case, but I promise it wouldn't be helpful to hear if it wasn't honest. Should you appreciate the present moment? Of course. But if you're unsatisfied with your life, I will never encourage you to be okay with staying right where you are. You see, self-love is not found in lowering your expectations. Self-love is found in recognizing what you're capable of and knowing that you deserve that potential.
You have to start with action. It needs to be, okay, what would have had to have happened in a week's time for me to look back on that week and find pride in myself?
You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts real bad.
Well, at that time of year again, we start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better at school. I'm going to be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real Merry Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone, it's quiet. And it's you against you. And now all those endorphins are gone. And what I promised you made about getting up early and getting after to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now. So a lot of us can't do things on our own. So find somebody in your life. So when you throw that towel in, they feel that much back at you and say, you're not done yet. Stay true to yourself. Stay hard.
You're always one choice away. One moment of courage from turning it all around. But here's the truth. Nothing changes if you don't. It's not about waiting for the right time or hoping for a sign. It's about deciding that this moment, this one right here, is the one you'll finally show up for yourself. The best version of you is waiting. Don't leave them hanging. This is your shot. Take it.
Number one reason for success is people focus on things that have high potential consequences. Number one reason for failure is people focus on things that have low or no potential consequences. So ask yourself what's holding you back, and usually it's the quality of self-discipline or it's a skill.
My father used to tell me a focused fool can accomplish more than a distracted genius. And so your most valuable asset isn't your time, it's your attention. A man with time and distractions will always lose to a man with a deadline and a singular focus. And so it's never been easier to be successful than it is today. It's just also never been easier to be distracted.
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. The Greek philosopher Epictetus once said that circumstances do not make the man or woman, they merely reveal him to himself. The response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of.
If you don't know where you want to go, or who you want to be, you eventually just float around, then you eventually crash.
Most people walk around with no goals, no ambition. They don't know where they're going. It's like a ship with no destination. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never get there.
Ask yourself this. If I had a gun to your head and I said, pick the one thing that you want to do in life that would just make you absolutely happy, would give you a sense of fulfillment and peace of mind, never mind that it's not going to make you money. The thing that you would do if money was not an issue, what is it?
And just remember what you were put here to do. You're not a mistake. You're not here by an accident. You were born to do something great with your life. You were born to make a difference with your life. This is a fact. Every one of us was put here to do something special. And that special thing is to help one another in some way, shape, or form. And if you can just remember that and negotiate the price in advance, decide now that your will to win cannot be bought by any failure or any success.
Make 2025 the year when you finally demand not just more of yourself, but the best of yourself. So don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Don't let another year slip by. The perfect moment doesn't exist. Only moment is now.
...2025 is coming. And for some of you, it doesn't feel like hope. It feels like another mountain to climb. Another year of dragging the weight of everything you've been through. Maybe 2024 wasn't kind to you. Maybe it took more than it gave. Maybe it left you with scars you're still learning to carry. Breakups, tragedies, losses, failures. Maybe this year chewed you up and spit you out, and now you're standing at the edge of a new year, wondering if you even have the strength to try again. But listen to me. 2025 doesn't have to be a continuation of your pain. It can be a transformation. It can be the year you stop letting what happened to you define what's ahead of you. It can be the year you turn every ounce of pain, every heartbreak, every loss into fuel. Here's the thing about hardship. It doesn't have to break you. It can build you. The worst years of your life? They can be the foundation for the best ones, but only if you're willing to make that choice. So how do you make 2025 the year you rise? How do you turn tragedy into triumph, heartbreak into growth, failure into momentum? Let's break it down.
Because you see the gap between where you were and where you could have been. It's a reflection of your potential, of the life you know you're capable of living. And that's not something to be ashamed of. That's something to use. The question is, how?
First, you have to let go. Not in the passive way people tell you to move on, but in the active way of choosing not to carry the weight of what you can't control. The past is heavy, and if you bring it into 2025, it will crush you. Yes, what happened to you was unfair. Yes, it hurt. Yes, you didn't deserve it. But holding on to the anger, the regret, the why me will keep you chained to it. And you can't build a new life while you're still holding on to the ruins of the old one. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting. It doesn't mean pretending it didn't happen. It means acknowledging it, learning from it, and then choosing to move forward.
But you can change what comes next.
Every regret holds a lesson. Every missed opportunity, every mistake, every failure is trying to teach you something. But you have to be willing to learn. Ask yourself, why do I regret this? What would I do differently if I had the chance? What does this regret reveal about what I value, about who I want to be. The answers won't always be comfortable. They might force you to confront parts of yourself you'd rather ignore. But those answers are the key to growth. They're the blueprint for the person you're becoming. Regret without reflection is wasted pain. Don't waste it. Once you've learned the lesson, it's time to act. Regret is a fire. If you let it burn out of control, it'll consume you. But if you harness it, if you direct it, it can be the fuel that drives you to change. Let your regret remind you of what's at stake. Let it push you to take the chances you were too scared to take before. Let it inspire you to show up differently, to live more intentionally, to stop waiting for the perfect moment and start creating the life you want. Because here's the thing about regret. It's not there to punish you. It's there to motivate you, to wake you up, to say you don't have to make the same mistakes again. You don't have to keep living this way. You can do better if you choose to.
This might be the hardest part, forgiving yourself. Because regret often comes with guilt, with shame, with the weight of feeling like you've let yourself or someone else down. But carrying that guilt doesn't serve you. It doesn't fix the past. It doesn't make you stronger. Forgiving yourself doesn't mean excusing what you did. It means acknowledging that you're human, that you're imperfect, and that you're trying. Forgive yourself not because you're letting yourself off the hook, but because you deserve the chance to move forward without the weight of shame holding you back. Regret looks backward. Resolve looks forward. Once you've learned from your regret, once you've forgiven yourself, it's time to focus on what's next. Ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? What kind of life do I want to build? And then start. Start small if you have to. Start messy. Start scared. But start. Because here's the truth. You can't change the past, but you can shape the future. And every choice you make, every action you take, is a chance to close the gap between who you are and who you want to be.
Here's the thing about regret. It hurts. It's supposed to. That's what makes it powerful. Pain has a way of sharpening our focus, of reminding us what matters. But regret is only destructive if you let it be. If you choose to let it fester, to let it define you, it will. But if you choose to use it, to learn from it, to let it propel you forward, it becomes a catalyst, a turning point, a source of strength. Because regret isn't the end of your story. It's the beginning of a new chapter. One where you take the lessons of the past and use them to create a future you're proud of. One where you turn your pain into purpose, your failure into fuel, your loss into growth. So if you're carrying regret right now, if you're haunted by the things you wish you'd done differently, I want you to remember this. You're not alone. Everyone has regrets. Everyone has moments they wish they could take back. But the people who rise, the people who turn their lives around, the people who transform themselves, they're the ones who refuse to be defined by their past. They're the ones who choose to turn regret into resolve. And you can be one of them. The past is done. The future is waiting. Make it count.
This is it, man. Showtime. This is your moment. You've been praying for an opportunity. Here it is. You got to walk into that season of your life. I just hope you're ready for it.
The odds of you being on this earth is 1 in 400 trillion. So you were chosen to be here. The only difference between you and the person who is going after their purpose is the choice of being chosen. Believing that they are chosen. Those who are great are those who choose to be chosen.
Discipline is rooted in the truth we tell ourselves.
That's what it is. Discipline is rooted in the truth we tell ourselves. Because if you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you.
If you value your goals, you need structure. You need a routine that gives you the best possible chance at achieving them. Whatever it is for you, find a way to start your day that makes you feel your best. There's a good chance you already know what that is, and it's likely something hard that you'd rather put off. You will always fall into a routine. You either create one, or it will be handed to you. You choose.
You don't have the answers, and it's probably pretty damn scary. And I say that's okay, because that is how it is. This is the reality that many of you are facing. This is the world that we live in.
In a world filled with noise, your voice, your actions, and your decisions have the power to carve out silence. A silence in which you can find your true self and your path to success. It's easy to get lost in the crowd, to follow the well-trodden path. But your journey, it's unique. It's not defined by the cacophony of doubts and fears, but by your ability to rise above it. Embrace the solitude of ambition. Let it be your guide in the chaos. Remember, the tallest trees grow in the deepest silence.
Feelings are like waves in the mind, and you just want to just be with them. You want to be in the misery. You want to be in the pain. You want to be in the emotional suffering. Just be there without any resistance, as if you're letting waves just move through you, and watch it, stay with it, and they will dissolve. Like waves dissolving back into the ocean, the feelings will dissolve into the mind.
Your gift will make room for you. And in time, that room will be large enough to stand in. And then the room will be filled with people. And then the people filled with your light. And when they leave, they take that light with them. You see, your light, when confined to you, only goes as far as you can travel. But sharing your light with one other person, two other people, three other people, now that might just change the world.
You're going, right, where you're destined to go. It's not supposed to feel good all the time. It's not supposed to be easy. You know, so when you're going through seasons of discomfort, seasons of feeling overwhelmed, feeling pulled in a lot of different directions, understand that it's a part of you getting to the place that you want to be, you getting to the best version of yourself. It's all playing a role. And, you know, like that vision that you have for yourself, you know, the dreams and the aspirations you have for yourself, like, they're not easy to attain.
Like, some people's expectations, their belief systems are, life should be taking care of me. I got to show people that life is calling to you. You need to deliver something to life. Because as long as you're waiting for somebody to take care of you, then you're always the victim. You're always waiting. Whereas if you think that I'm here to deliver something to life, I have a responsibility to life to give something, not just get something. That's when people feel alive, because what you get never makes you happy.
Don't walk through the world looking for evidence that you don't belong, because you will always find it. Don't walk through the world looking for evidence that you're not enough, because you'll always find it. Our worth and our belonging are not negotiated with other people.
Persevere. Nothing worthwhile is easy. No one of achievement has avoided failure, sometimes catastrophic failures. They keep at it. They learn from mistakes. They don't quit.
You were given a gift, but let me tell you right now, it comes at a cost. Your gift is not free. What's the cost? You have to work for it. You have to work at it. You have to manifest it. You have to grow it. You have to get better at it. You have to get better at sharing your gift. You have to cultivate your gift so much that you can share it. Your God-given gift doesn't guarantee that you will succeed. It just guarantees you an opportunity. And let me tell you, what an opportunity you have.
Your potential is like that tree, waiting to rise above the noise, to reach heights unseen. This is your moment to tune out the distractions, to focus on what truly matters. Your growth, your journey, your impact, your success. Rise above the noise and let your actions declare to the whole world your purpose.
And so what's the point of climbing this mountain that the world says we should climb in order to be successful and happy and realize at the end of a career, at the end of a life, we've climbed the wrong mountain?